This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time, folks, I love hearing from you. You set the stage. And you have 53 countries listening to you. You have 55 affiliates in the United States that are listening to you. And if you'd like to call in and let everybody hear what you have to throw out on the table, do so. 1-866-582-9933. We've been talking about atheism and what they're teaching kids in public schools. And I said, I'm just going to kind of lace information throughout the next hour. So let me do just that and just track with me and I'll do my best to just keep it on par. Okay. Did you know Joseph Stalin, the Russian communist murderer, killed 15 people under his dictatorship? We believe that the number to be higher than that, to be 40 million people murdered by Joseph Stalin. What did he teach, friends? He taught evolution. Pol Pot, Cambodia, murdered millions of his own people. What did he teach? He was an atheist. Kim Tu-sung, North Korea, 2 million people murdered. What does he believe? Atheism, folks. Isaiah 14, read it. Just like Satan wanted to ascend his throne above God's, well, he was dropped, right? It didn't fly that way. Well, that's what these men are trying to do, too. Tito, 570,000 people were murdered. Suharto, communist again, 500,000 people murdered. Ante Pavelic, 359,000 people murdered. Ho Chi Minh, 200,000 people murdered. Vladimir Lenin, 30,000 people murdered that we know of. Adolf Hitler, 12 million people murdered under his dictatorship. What did he teach, friends? Atheism. Why is the government forcing this down your throats? And notice who's behind the atheist, friends. Along with the homosexuals, it's a foreign enemy. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, it is perfect judgment. That's what we're seeing happening in this country today. Folks, we have been talking about Ben Franklin, serious religion under its various denominations, Lutherans, Baptists, Wesleyans, Catholics, etc. It's not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown here. So why is it that you're allowing these people to rule the roost? Or why is it that you're even, well, you say, well, they're not ruling the roost. You're exactly right. They're not. But they're attempting to. Why are you allowing the leaven to remain in the lump, is what I'm asking. This is what they're forcing down the throats of your kids. Here, I want to share with you some of the things that they're teaching your kids in public schools. And folks, you can't make this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up. Heidelberg man is built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human, but it was found later to be not human. Nebraska man, scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. This is what they're teaching as fact to kids in public schools. Folks, if you find this in your school books, which you can get an attorney and sue the state for false information. Piltdown man, the jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. Huh. A Peking man, 500,000 years old, all evidence has conveniently disappeared. This is what you're teaching your children as fact. Remember when the professor teaches your students this year, if you're foolish enough to have your kid in a public school, that the earth is 60 billion years old, or maybe 30, depending upon the professor, or depending upon if he can keep his thoughts straight, because it's harder to remember a lie than it is the truth, or maybe 5 million years old, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, just keep in mind, they don't either. But this is what they want to teach you, and they want to teach your children this as fact. Why? Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God, or you're going to be ruled by a tyrant. They're setting the stage for tyrants, friends. That's all this comes down to. Peking man, again, 500,000 years old. Folks, the earth is 6,000 years old, like it or not. Okay? All evidence has disappeared. Neanderthal man, Look, listen to these names. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J. E. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. Yeah. Cro-Magnon man. Yep, folks, I'm pronouncing these right. Cro-Magnon man. I mean, these guys sit in a circle. It's like they're all smoking dope or sucking on a pipe or a bong. Or maybe they're on PCP, street drugs. I don't know. Sitting around making up these names, saying these people will believe it. The people at large will believe us. Oh, yeah, they'll let us teach this to their kids. They don't care about their kids no more than we do. Man, they're easily a conquered people, aren't they, when they're demoralized and uneducated and indoctrinated? Of course. Of course. Magnon, folks, here. Cro-Magnon man. One of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference? Modern man, this genius thinks we came from a monkey. And folks, what's interesting about it is kids in public schools are trying to figure out why you're subjecting them to this dangerous indoctrination and dangerous ideology in the first place. And then the people at large wonder why their kids act like a bunch of monkeys. Well, they're taught that's where they came from. So they kill without remorse because the American people have allowed the Supreme Court to commit the oligarchy by lowering the law and dimming the light by which man perceives his guilt. No longer is he a sinner. Now he needs meds. Right? Just take thou shall not kill off the walls, and then you wonder why kids walk into public schools and kill? In honor the likes of Adolf Hitler? Like Eric Klebold did, Dylan Klebold, I'm sorry, and Eric Harris, after they shot 13 individuals in their school in Columbine. I mean, folks, really? You're trying to figure out, and what am I talking about? They were on meds. So they're illegally indoctrinated, then they're put on dangerous psychotropic drugs as to what we talked about last week. They end up killing because the people allowed the moral law to be taken down, the stop signs. Hey, America, I got a question for you. What do you suppose would happen at a four-way intersection if you removed all the stop signs? That's exactly what happened when the American people allowed the Supreme Court to lower the law. And the people stand back today and they said, we will have it so. Because they do nothing about the crimes of those that represent we the people. Again, modern man, this genius thinks we came from a monkey. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And that's exactly right. You're allowing the fools to indoctrinate your children. And the things that these kids will do, not knowing the difference between their left hand and their right hand. They're doing that which is right in their own eyes, and that's what this all comes to. Well, when did this all become a part of our curriculum? I know a lot of people like to talk, you know, good of President Eisenhower, and there's probably some cool things about the guy. But you know what? Jesus didn't commit himself to men, and neither are you. John 2. See, because those that are given to change, folks, you're going to give yourself over to corruption, and that's what we do not want. I'm going to come right back on the other side of the break, and I'm going to bring you to President Eisenhower in 1959 when he asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health Education. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Why are they teaching your kids in public school evolution? Just asking. Hey, folks, I'm a student in public school. Just asking, right? I'm having fun. But, folks, the students are just asking, why are you allowing them to be indoctrinated with evolution? It's illegal in this country, friends. In 1959, some might ask, where did this come from? Well, President Eisenhower asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health Education and Welfare's New American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. 1959. First of all, I want to ask you, 1-866-582-9933. Come on, we need somebody to set the record straight, or to set me straight. Why is there a Department of Education, and why would the federal government, who's a creature of the state, not the other way around, why would they be given authority to actually rule the roost or rule over the states? Well, I can tell you, to the ignorance of the people that don't know any difference. Right? The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. Can anybody tell me constitutionally, where is the Department of Health Education? Where is that department? Where are they given authority to establish the Department of Health Education or welfare? And why would the President of the United States back in 1959 ask for $1 billion of your tax dollars to indoctrinate your students, your children? The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. I didn't know the federal government had the authority to implement something that is unconstitutional. But again, if the American people don't know, go ahead. As I always say, friends, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. But just think about that. In 1959, $1 billion for the Department of Health Education and Welfare's New American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science. Can anybody tell me the definition of science, please? Science is the study of creation. It is the study of creation. Okay, so what they want to do is the new science, the study of creation, of evolution. Let's take evolution and throw it on God's creation. That's exactly what they did. $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation, the NSF, for the new nine-part thing curriculum teaching evolution. The NSF provided the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, BCSC, with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. Folks, that is illegal. That is illegal. It is completely illegal. So why are they doing it? Number of words in 1950 concerning evolution, 2,000 to 3,000 words in the textbooks. In 1963, there was 33,089 words. The decline since 1963 reflects the overall downward trend of textbook content. Therefore, the percentage of texts devoted to evolution has not diminished. If you find this in your school books, hire yourself an attorney, friends, and go after them. Because it's illegal to teach this in public schools. They have no constitutional authority whatsoever to be teaching your kids that they came from monkeys. But this is what they're teaching kids in public schools. You may have heard this before, but I just want to give it to you. I think, as a matter of fact, I shared it with you, shared this with you last week, but I want to run it by you again. One day there was a six-year-old girl sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, "Teacher, Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." The teacher said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" Tommy said, "Yes, I see the grass outside, teacher." Teacher said, "Go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky." Tommy said, "Okay." He returned a few minutes later, said, "Yes, I saw the sky." The teacher said, "Did you see God?" Tommy said, "No." The teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." Well, a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the little boy some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy. The little girl to Tommy, "Hey, Tommy, do you see the tree?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." Getting sick and tired of answering the same questions. A little girl said to Tommy, "Did you see the sky? Did you see the sky, Tommy?" And Tommy said, "Yes, I seen the sky." Little girl, "Tommy, did you see the teacher?" Tommy said, "Yes." And the little girl said, "Did you see her brain?" Tommy said, "No." The little girl said, "Then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one." Hey friends, have you ever taken the time to study or know the fruit of an atheist versus that of the godly? I mean, this is great stat, and this is a fact. There was a man named Max Jukes who was an atheist, and he lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their ungodly union, there was 310 paupers, bums, vagabonds, 150 criminals. Seven of them were murderers, 100 of them were drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. Max Jukes, the atheist, had 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. By the way, keep in mind, this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But again, on a positive, as we tear down and build up, Jeremiah 1, but praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God. His name was Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes. But what he did is he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 were college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, one vice president of the United States of America, and 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 of his descendants were college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. And why is that? Well, again, going back to it is written, Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. America, why are kids being taught this in public schools? I'm not being rhetorical to inundate you without giving you the answers, friends. I want you to answer the questions when I ask, why are kids in America being indoctrinated with this dangerous ideology? Because either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonets. We have been talking about serious religion and what Ben Franklin said, countering that to those that are attempting to stifle your God-given rights by telling you you can't pray in the name of Jesus. You can't talk about Jesus in the public square. Baloney. You've never lost the right. And it's interesting to note that the kids that are under attack in public schools are the ones that are standing up and going after the likes of the ACLU and other groups that aren't even worthy of your attention, folks, in the sense of bringing them out and elevating them into some sort of position of authority, because it's not an authority, friends. It's a pretended authority. It's not a real authority when we're talking about these atheistic groups. Or these atheist groups, these anti-theist groups. And to prove my point, again, John Dumpy, I'm sorry, yeah, John Dumpy. He looks like a lumpy dumpy, no offense, but he does. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. And humanism is summed up in the following excerpt by John Dumpy in his article, A Religion for a New Age. Let me read this to you. I read it to you last week. It's worthy of a rehearsal here. The Bible is not merely another book. It is, remains an incredibly dangerous book. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers, those that convert, to a new faith. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers such as myself, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The rotting corpse of Christianity, said John Dumpy, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which we, which will never, and which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. Friends, why are they teaching this kids in public schools? Parents, furthermore, why are you dropping your kids off at a public school to be indoctrinated illegally in the first place? 1-866-582-9933.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too.
Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I think what's awesome about, you know, silence out there is when you're giving it this direction, because some people are always saying, well, how come you're not getting more callers? Well, the fact of the matter is when you're giving and inundating people with so much information, what do you respond to or how do you respond? Because this isn't the radio show where we debate. There's nothing to debate here. There's nothing to compromise out, friends. And see, that's why some talk show hosts, they may become real popular with people because everybody can throw their opinion in. Folks, I'm not concerned about opinion. I'm concerned about going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. I'm concerned about going back to who we are. Because we're ruled by law in this land, not by opinion. And if you let me say it this way. If you have any testimonial, first-hand experience, because I'll get emails, I'll get live feeds, I'll get phone calls and messages after the radio show. I always do. That's why the radio show is open for you now. Lay it out there. 1-866-582-9933. You have any experience in what I'm talking about right now? We want to hear about it. You have a victory? We want to hear about it. You have a situation where they unlawfully violated a student? We want to hear about it, folks. We'll give you the answers here. We're not just talking about the problems here, friends. We've been delivered from all of this. And we know what's lawful and what's unlawful. And that's why we're exposing it. Because we are the law, but we have to enforce it by doing. We're not hearers only deceiving ourselves on the show. We're doers of the word. And by that, we're blessed. Folks, but what's happening now is there are policies out there that are violating the students because it's not law in any sense of the word. Because when you look at what's going on concerning what we've been talking about over the last hour and a half, there's no laws that are being violated by students because the law stands contrary to the communist and human agenda. See, the great obstacle to these people is the one who gave the law. Again, Exodus 18:21, because they don't want to submit to the lawgiver. They want to be the law. Hey, folks, these are the same groups of people, all three of them, that are attempting to remove Christian crosses from the heads of our veterans. Not on my watch. Capiche? Follow? Savvy? Get it? Dig? Not on my watch. It shows you what they were fighting for, the same things in the natural as in the spiritual. Christ came to magnify God's moral law. Psalm 40, Hebrews 10. He didn't come to abrogate it. He was enforcing the law. And people didn't like it because it uncovered their sin, John 15. And that's why the church is hated then and it's hated now. Because it stands against lawlessness. It exposes and uncovers the works of the enemy at every given step. Folks, these people are responsible for much corruption. And these people are the ones that mean to rule over you by force. Just ask the dictators of the past who murdered millions and millions of people that would not submit themselves to their dangerous ideologies. And that, in fact, friends, is your history. It is the world's history. Again, keep in mind the obstacle is the one who gave the law. He's the rock of offense to the disobedient. Because they don't want to submit to the lawgiver. You know what? I suggest we all get them a one-way ticket to Russia. And they can stay there. For good. I said a one-way ticket. They want to have it their way? Go over there. And before you know it, friends are going to be calling halfway home saying, okay, I know. Hey, dictators don't free their people. They bring them into bondage. Jesus Christ sets men free from the sin because where the Spirit of the Lord there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. He sets men free to holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. And therein is their fruit. Ephesians 5. When I go to the Declaration of Independence, I can clearly see that our forefathers were endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. They appealed to the supreme judge of the world, as I do today, as they put the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence to throw off tyranny. And what else? We all know that this came from the laws of nature and nature's God. That's all in the Declaration of Independence. But they don't want you to go there. But again, we're not asking atheists for permission to uncover the works of darkness in any sense of the word. I've also shared with you, friends, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, because when we talk about why are you bringing your kids to public schools to be indoctrinated, I shared with you that students never lost the right to do what they've always done. I want you to mark my words on that. They have never lost the right. Rights are always forfeited. They're not, folks, they're not taken away. They're forfeited. And if you want to forfeit your rights, then you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways through your children that are being illegally indoctrinated. Well, you know, I went through the public school system. Keep in mind, your kids are being inundated with that which is foreign to you today. When you are in school, you're not dealing with what your students are dealing with today, which with your kids and which your kids are dealing with today. It's not the same curriculums in any sense of the word. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Doing live radio, and I'm bringing up some of the things that I want the people to get a hold of concerning their Christian faith and students' Christian faith, friends. Students, again, have the right to pray in a public school campus. They've never lost the right. I don't care what the ACLU says. Students have the right to read their Bible on a public school campus. The law's behind your side. They've never lost the right. Students have the right to form religious Christian clubs on campus. They've never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious material on campus. You've never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes. You've never lost the right. I want to stop you right there for a moment. Because when I first got saved, the first thing that my heart was led to do, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, right? It was to go back in to the public schools, and namely to those kids that were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, to give them the truth. And that's exactly what I've been doing ever since, 20 years later. I was told over and over again by the professed church that I can't do that. And the reason they told me that I couldn't do that is because they didn't want to be uncovered for what they've left undone. See, they love their kids, their youth groups, so much that they're willing to talk to them two times a week, tell them how much they're loved, and then 5 days a week they're thrown into a public school in a cesspool of indoctrination. That's how much the professed church in America loves the kids. Hey, folks, keep in mind, too, the greatest advocate of the abortion industry is none other than the professed church, who remains silent. But these were the people that were telling me we can't go into public schools. I also want to share with you, across the country in 24 states, 360 high schools, the opposition that we received from the state-controlled media, that was expected. I'm okay with that. But it was coming from those that should know better. Because it was the youth pastors across the country, which scripturally there is no youth pastor, but it was those in church leadership that should have knew better, that should have been a part of what's going on in their public school. We've only seen two people stand up to the plate and swing away out of all of those schools. Furthermore, we had to raise all of our own money to go into the public schools to do the assemblies because of all of the federal fund cut going into the education system. They're reallocating your tax dollars to go into the programs that they want to fund, which are destroying your children. And again, keep in mind, 86% of those that drop their kids off at public schools today are professed Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. A whole lot of hypocrisy going on, and guess what? Your children see it. One more thing. Students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them. So what? If they hear them. You get to sit there and listen to their garbage all day long. Folks, I can't even go through an airport where you don't see a TV or into a restaurant where you don't see a TV where they're spewing their filth constantly on the people. You know, and that reminds me. It reminds me of when you look at today's modern version of Psalm 23. Because, again, of course, it contradicts the Word of God in so many different ways. But tell me if this is fitting concerning the modern-day version of Psalm 23 in the United States of America. Because, friends, it is what it is. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me like to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interpretation, for the TV is with me. Or interruption, forgive me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. And surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. How contrary to that of David when he said in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. What about 2 Corinthians 6? Come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell and walk among them. Or even going over to James 4:4, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Does that not sound like what we're dealing with in the United States of America today? Absolutely. Going back to my point, folks, your students never lost the right. Parents, you've never lost the right. You don't take off your Christian hat because somebody doesn't like it. Oh, well. Too bad. Wouldn't want to be ya. So therefore, gotta say, I'll see ya. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. You see how that works, folks? We need to start walking in authority because we have it within ourselves in Christ Jesus. Be right back. Sons of Liberty
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Steve calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. How are you, my friend?
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, I like what you're mentioning there. When you said parents can exercise their right, I just wanted to echo that. My wife and I, we have chosen to take our kids out from under the influence of the state and the public education system and homeschool them. And I think it's a very important decision that we've made, and it's really guided and directed a lot of how we're handling these issues.
What have you know? You know, one of the things that we notice, Steve, is when we talk on this topic, people that have their kids in public schools, they always justify themselves or attempt to justify themselves, all the while knowing that I've done what I've done in colleges and in high schools all across the country, not knowing that from firsthand experience, I've seen exactly what I'm sharing with you today. But they'll attempt to justify themselves by saying, well, that's not going on in my public school. Well, friends, let me tell you something. It's happening in every public school. If not a lot, there's still a little. And you wouldn't give your kid a steak with a little poison on the top of it. So why would you put your kid in a public school? But one of the things that I always come back to, Steve, and I want to lay this to your canter, is you pulled your kids from the public school because you love your kids enough to make time for your kids, because the scripture tells us to train up a child in the way he or she will go, so when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. what would you say to a parent now having your kids in public school, now pulling them out and actually homeschooling themselves? What kind of sacrifice did you make to actually bring them in to the house to educate them yourselves?
Well, that's a good point, and I see this every day because I am also a teacher. So I teach, believe it or not. And so I, you know, it breaks my heart every day because I teach kids pre-K up through eighth grade. I teach foreign language. And so imagine I've got pre-kindergarten kids, 3 years old, all right? And why aren't they at home with their mommy? And it breaks my heart every single day. These are good families who send their children to these schools, and yet they don't see a way out. And I think it's part of a bigger system where we've indoctrinated our little girls to believe that they also need to be breadwinners, and they strap themselves with debt, and then they can't have a one-income household, so mom has to go to work. It's all part of the same system, you know? And so
exactly.
I think that big hump of saying, you know what, we're going to homeschool as a family, a lot of times is going to include that major sacrifice of saying, you know what, mom, we're going to walk in this role the Lord has prescribed to be the homemaker, and walk in that with dignity and stay home with the kids. And that's a huge burden, not burden, I shouldn't say burden, it's a lovely thing. It's a huge hurdle for many women.
Yep. It's very fulfilling, too. By the way, when you think about the things that you're saying right now, the sacrifice, for me to have my wife train up my children in the ways that they should go, there has been no sacrifice whatsoever. I moved things out of the way for my responsibility before God, because I am only here as a steward to train them up under the authority of Christ, who is the head of all principality and power. Outside of that, if I was to give my kids over to some liberal whack job who's paid to do just that, to indoctrinate them, well, I'll tell you what, then you're going to get what you're going to get. And by the way, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. But when you sow in that direction, can you imagine the harvest that we're going to see come up in the next 10 and 15 years, because people in this country don't love their kids enough, Steve, to actually get them out of the public school and to homeschool them themselves?
Yeah, it's hard to say that. You know, we can't judge the way they love, but it is part of the problem, that's for sure. And, you know, Christian schools aren't exempt. They have the same standards a lot of times.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And by the way, going into Christian schools, I've done two of them. It seems that the kids are worse off in the Christian schools than they are in the public schools. So we can't forget those young people neither. But I do want to go back to this. Now, my wife says this quite a bit. You know, we homeschool our children. Which ones love? Taking your kid, and dropping it off at a public school to be indoctrinated by some liberal whack job, literally, I've seen it literally hundreds of times, Steve. Which one is love? To just go ahead and give my kid over to someone that I don't know, or to take responsibility for my own kid? Because it's not love to take your kid and submit them and to throw them in again into a cesspool of indoctrination to be raised up by somebody that you don't know. And you just told me that you're a teacher. And you're a teacher of foreign language. Well, guess what? Those indoctrinators, those proselytizers of a new faith, they're teaching those kids that are being subjected to the federal government illegally, are teaching them a foreign language, too, to the ways of the United States of America. I see it as love to say, you know what? It's time to get them out of public school and raise them up because they're my kids. They're not the state's problem. And I'm not going to lay it on the state as well. But I see that as being a problem with people. They try to justify it by saying, well, you know, there's nothing. I got to work. You know, so do I. But I make time for what's more important. And what's more important here is the way that my children are raised. And obviously that's the same case with you, Stephen.
Yeah. I would be really careful of myself in saying, you know, we send our children to these, like you say, liberal whack jobs. Well, the truth is a lot of our local teachers are completely ignorant to the fact that the system of education that they're using is what has been the problem. It's not so much the teacher, the person. You know, they love your kids, but they shouldn't be the ones loving them 8 hours a day so that you can go to work and get, you know, free babysitting. It falls on the family. Those teachers are good people, but the Prussian model of education that we've adopted, this is a very evil thing from its origin, to divorce the child from the parent, subject the child to the authority of the teacher and ultimately the state instead of the father.
Yes. I want to say something to that, because when I'm doing high school assemblies, do you know what I see? I see a good portion of them good teachers in public schools nodding and agreeing with whatever I'm saying in that public school, because, again, I'm bringing facts in there. But yeah. How is it a good teacher? Let me ask you, Stephen. I want to just be honest with you. How is it a good teacher that is doing their job and loving on the students? How is it that they're loving on the students by actually indoctrinating them illegally because the federal government said so? How is that love?
Well,
how is that a good teacher?
They've been brainwashed into the propaganda just like the parents. They have no clue what they're actually doing.
Do you feel that it may be that they're afraid that they might lose their job, and what's more important is their job rather than the students' education?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get to the heart of everything, because I get to see this all day long, and I've seen kids over and over run up to me, give me a hug, and say, thank you for crossing the lines from me. In other words, thank you for crossing the lines from me when nobody else would do it. Well, I understand it because I was that kid. I hated it. I understood it. But my friend, Stephen, from Tennessee, I'm just trying to get something clear here. I don't see it as being a good teacher, and I don't see it as being love to do what the government, all the while knowing what the government is telling me to teach those kids is indoctrination. It's dangerous. I don't think it's a good teacher, or is it love to throw it on the kids just because I'm trying to keep my job? I think that, and I know that the teacher is responsible as anybody else in that whole mess, because when people begin to stand up, resist, and do their job, then we're going to get the federal government out of the way so they can no longer illegally indoctrinate our children. That is loving on our children. And that's what I'm going to stand to. But I do. I got your point, Stephen. In all fairness, I did get your point, and I do agree with that to a certain point. But I've had principals tell me, you know, every 3 to 7 years, the science and the history books are being changed. Don't tell me that that guy's a good principal. And he started to laugh about it. And I looked at him and I said, what's so funny about that? I mean, we're talking about our future posterity. We're talking about our grandkids and our children. What kind of a world are we leaving to them if we allow this to go on? That's all I'm trying to get to, my friend.
Sure.
Amen. I appreciate them. I'll give you the last word. I'll give you the last word. Go for it.
Yeah, I should say, I don't think that a public school, I don't think I could morally do that. So I'm not, when I say I'm a teacher, I'm at a private school where we can choose our curriculum, but I do see your point about it's loving to continue in that profession, even knowing what we might say we know.
Right. Are you having, as a teacher, Stephen, are you having the government coming in trying to dictate that private school as well? Because we see this in Christian schools, charter schools. You don't?
No.
Okay, good. Amen. Well, see, folks, see what happens when you stand up and do the right thing? You give our posterity education, and that's what this is all about. And I totally appreciate your phone call, Stephen, because this is the kind of stuff that matters. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you again for calling in. Amen. Folks, I was going to jump onto something else here. I went over to Stack, which is online, and I seen Stephen was on there. By the way, Stephen, thank you for holding on for a while there. I did not have that screen pulled up. My son's out at the Minnesota State Fair helping right now. I want to highlight the fact that we're out at the Minnesota State Fair. If you'd like to check us out, go to the Minnesota State Fair. Again, if you're in Minnesota, in the grandstand. We have a booth there. We've been there for about 10 years. And guess what we're doing, folks? We're troubling the present because we want to change the future. We see the wicked do that. How about the righteous do that, folks? Right? See how that works? We've done it quite a few times, and the Lord has never failed us one time. Thank you again for the phone call from Stephen from Tennessee. We love you, folks, by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon enough. See ya!
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's